Saudi Arabia denies U.S. bases and airspace for Trump's operation in the Strait of Hormuz. Mohammed bin Salman has steered Saudi Arabia toward caution and diplomacy. He told the United States he would not allow use of Saudi airspace or bases for the Liberty Project, forcing President Trump to pause a naval mission in the Strait of Hormuz. The move exposes tensions with an old ally and Saudi resistance to a broad war with Iran. The decision signals a shift toward regional stability and a plan to turn Riyadh into a global center for business and tourism. The article looks at what this means for security, diplomacy, and Gulf alliances. Saudi Arabia refused U.S. use of its airspace and bases for the operation. Trump suspended the project after Riyadh's decision. The move shows Riyadh resisting a new war with Iran. Saudi policy shift prioritizes regional stability and economic growth. Reports say base access could be restored as talks continue. Saudi Arabia blocks U.S. use of airspace and bases, halting Project Freedom. Background and decision in a move that caught Washington by surprise. Saudi Arabia refused to permit the United States to use its airspace and military bases for a mission labeled Project Freedom. The plan aimed to help ships stuck in the Strait of Hormuz after Iranian attacks and a broader Gulf confrontation. The Saudis' stance led President Donald Trump to suspend the operation within a day of its public launch. The decision highlights a shift in Riyadh's approach, prioritizing regional stability over a rapid military escalation against Iran. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman directly told Trump that Riyadh would not authorize the use of Saudi territory for the mission. Reports also indicate the Saudis blocked use of the Prince Sultan Air Base, a key site for any U.S. operation in the Gulf region. Officials familiar with the talks say the plan could not proceed without access to bases and airspace. Reactions and implications following a sequence of phone conversations involving the president and senior aides, Trump announced the suspension of Project Freedom, noting progress in talks with Iran. The White House did not publicly address the Saudi refusal in that moment. The abrupt halt surprised U.S. officials and underscored deep misgivings about a renewed war in the Gulf. Analysts said Riyadh saw the operation as a potential trigger for a broader war in the Gulf. Iran had warned that protecting shipping or attacking linked targets in the region could breach a partial ceasefire. Saudi officials also feared renewed Iranian strikes on key sites, including energy facilities and diplomatic missions, should the mission move forward. Some observers noted a broader shift in Saudi policy. While the Crown Prince previously pushed for a tougher line against Tehran, officials say Riyadh has increasingly favored stability and diplomacy. This approach ties to a broader Saudi plan to develop the country as a global hub for business and tourism, a strategy that depends on secure regional conditions. Conclusion: Saudi Arabia, under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has embraced a measured path that foregrounds regional stability, diplomacy, and economic diversification. By denying the U.S. access to its airspace and bases for Project Freedom, Riyadh signaled that escalation cannot proceed without broader consensus and that the Strait of Hormuz remains a flashpoint to be managed through dialogue. The move suggests a recalibration in Washington's Gulf policy and a shift away from a rapid confrontation with Iran, while prioritizing Saudi interests and the kingdom's ambition to become a global hub for business and tourism. If talks proceed, limited base access could resume. If not, the episode may reinforce a durable pattern of careful diplomacy. For the region, the implication is a balance among security, alliances, and economic growth that will shape Gulf politics for years to come. Frequently asked questions: what did Saudi Arabia deny to the U.S.? They refused to let the U.S. use Saudi airspace and bases for Trump's operation in the Strait of Hormuz. Who told Trump about the denial? Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman reportedly told Trump directly that Riyadh would not authorize use of its territory. What happened to the operation after the denial? Trump suspended the operation less than a day after it started. Why did Riyadh refuse to back the plan? They feared a direct war with Iran and wanted regional stability, protecting Saudi interests. Did the U.S. get access to bases later? Some reports said the U.S. could regain access to bases and airspace, but this was not officially confirmed.